Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two in about 30 minutes. Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report will be joining us. He's got a lot of good sources, formerly worked with the NSA. He says China fired a missile seen in Southern California as a threat. North Korea does that type of thing routinely against Japan and South Korea. Very bizarre. But we've got other reports, and Paul Watson's vetting these and looking into them. One of them is from Mike Rivera, What Really Happened. Confirmed U.S. Navy was testing missile launch off the coast of California. And I've looked into this myself previously. They've got to tell the FAA when they're going to be testing high-powered missiles. They didn't do that with Flight 800, TWA. And that did come out that that was a Navy test missile that blew that aircraft out of the air so many years ago, and Herr Clinton covered that up. But there is a Pentagon report, Naval Air Warfare Center, to the FAA, telling them the degrees, the latitude, the longitude, and areas not to fly into Monday through Friday this week. So I don't know what to say about all this. We're just looking at it, trying to figure out exactly what's happening on that front. We've got Wayne Madsen, as I said, coming up. There's a new report up on PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson, Steve Watson. They're on fire over there. World battles the invasion of the naked body scanners. And it breaks down just the incredible full-on assault as people realize the emperor has no clothes. Now, I'm also going to be getting into the unbelievably important developments on the economy, but I want to open the phones up in the next segment for quick comments or questions on your view on this revolt against the TSA takeover of society, similar things happening in Europe, and what's happening with the announcement of the dollar devaluation, gold and silver exploding off the chart. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air on this Live Friday edition. Then I'll even take a few calls for Wayne on the missile issue once he gets on with us, and then Bob Chapman. And then I'm going to get back into Glenn Beck says government preparing to stage terror. That is so, so important that he did that. I mean, that is just, regardless of what you think of Glenn Beck, the fact that he came out and said, look, all these Clinton and Obama people are talking about how great an Oklahoma City or 9/11 would be, and they're putting out all these memos saying it's going to be Patriots' fault, and Glenn said he's being blamed. In the George Soros Media Matters and a bunch of other publications, they say Glenn Beck and Alex Jones, they had some nut a few months ago have a shootout on the highway up by San Francisco, who said he was going to the Tides Foundation that Beck talks about all the time to kill people. And the media said that Glenn Beck and Alex Jones are causing it. He was fans of them, and they're going to cause a new Oklahoma City. So, yes, Beck, we've been warning you for months. They are framing you and I and every other person, whether you're a real patriot or not, just across the board. I don't know if you're a real patriot, pal. I know I am. But it's just like the Mayak and Homeland Security report a year and a half ago you made jokes about on air. You said, oh, maybe this is good. Maybe Ron Paul supporters might be dangerous. Maybe, remember all that, and I got so angry at you, Beck? How do you like it? How do you like seeing them gear up to blow up something and blame it on us? How do you like it, buddy boy? How do you like neocon websites, multiple sites today, attacking you, saying you're a 9/11 truther? You've got Democratic operatives saying Obama needs a terror attack like Oklahoma City. You've got Soros' operatives saying that Glenn Beck and I are going to cause an Oklahoma City bombing every stinking day. Every day there's articles. They're out in the open saying what they're going to do. And you finally face reality and say you're being set up with another bombing and you're called a 9/11 truther. How do you like that, pal? See, you're not supposed to talk about the big secret, like Gulf of Tonkin, Northwoods, and Ajax, and Gladio, and all these staged events. You're supposed to ignore that, Glenn, and let them blame it on you.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to your phone calls. We'll be talking to Wayne Madsen coming up. He's got intel that it was China fired a missile seen in Southern California. That's coming up. We do have a search term today that I want to make number one. It's revolt against TSA. Just put that in Google and Yahoo and other major search engines over and over again. Revolt against TSA. That'll intensify the revolt. Up on screen, we'll show you the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. For the eighth day straight, you can see that top link at the very top. Pilots, passengers, rage at new naked scanners, pat-downs, and then you read the article, it's the travel associations, the hotel associations, the theme park associations, the heads of the biggest associations, the pilots associations, all in absolute revolt. See, they're trying to break our will, train us to put their hands on us, to take our blood at checkpoints, to take our baby's blood at birth, to force inoculations on us, and people are saying no, no, no. So nationwide revolt against the TSA. Big Sis forced to respond to nationwide revolt against TSA. Let's make revolt against TSA numero uno search term today. Let's do it together. Alina in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to let you know that I am planning on flying to New York in the next week, and I'm definitely going to be opting out of this naked body scanner. I've basically been word of mouth spreading that this is going on,
and then opt out of the rape down because people are, and they admit they're. And I would tell them, look, I know you're supposed to manhandle me to make me go through the scanner. Oh, that's the other big news. They admit that they're getting biometrics with them. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. But now, what? Now, how is it that a guy can pat me down? I mean, not that a woman is any better, but that seems a little odd. That if I do the pat down, why is it a guy can pat me down? I heard your one of your workers talking about that, and how she noticed that.
Yeah, and the TSA has tried to deny that. Look, it's just as bad to have a woman do it, but societally, it's seen as having a woman pat down a man pat down a woman, because then it's seen as more sexual, because it's hard for it not to be sexual. Look. I am married. I love my wife. I'm into my wife. But before I was married, and still, I'm into my significant other, my wife, being into me. I'm not one of these people that some people do like it when you're not into it. But I would not be able to, even a very attractive woman, I would be disgraced. I would be revolted by coming up and putting my hands between her legs and lifting up. They have to put pressure and squeezing around a woman. I mean, that would totally traumatize me, not just the woman. I mean, it's just horrible. You know, I'm the type of guy that, is out to eat with friends, and I'm the guy buying dinner and drinks. I like people to have pleasure. I like people to be happy. I enjoy that atmosphere. Who wants to work in a place humiliating people all day, bathing them in radiation, and grabbing their genitals? Well, you're going to get either idiots or desperate people or pedophiles, control freaks, gropers, and it's been all over the news for years. They single out the attractive women, and I was witnessing it just a few weeks ago flying myself. Go ahead.
People are basically, like you've always said, on a power trip. They have that suit on, they got that wand, and they're basically on a power trip, and they're robots. So they're somebody's pulling their strings, basically. Now, I've posted this on my Facebook, and I've sent emails about the naked body scanners, and people are saying, oh, Alina, it's all conspiracy theories and blah, 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 that BS. And it's like, you know what? Look it up.
Yeah, no. That's the normal response. You tell somebody 11 years ago the Glass-Steagall Act will devalue the currency and give the bankers tens of trillions of dollars to buy up the economy. Then they're going to implode it and set up a new global government. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Now it's happening, and a lot of people still say it's a conspiracy theory, even when it's all over the newspapers. And it's the same thing with this. We are still seeing articles. And the TSA is saying we do not touch your genitals, we do not squeeze your breast. Even in their own press releases 2.5-3 weeks ago, they announced this. They told USA Today this, but now they're denying it, even though it's on the news, video them of doing it. So what happens to the average coward who doesn't feel powerful or who likes to go along with tyranny because it makes them feel like they're part of the system is they will just deny what you're even saying. That's the common knowledge. That's the common wisdom, is to be an idiot and to deny reality. The real unemployment's over 22% for 2 years. A lot of yuppies go, no, it's 9.6%. The government says so. They know, putting a 20% tax on Californians will help the economy. They enjoy being idiots.
You have the proof right in front of them. You could send them articles. I'm not going to do the research for them. Let's say you present this information to these people. They still want to call it conspiracy theories or Obama's great and I love what he's doing for the country, blah, blah, blah. It's so frustrating on my end. Just, I do open my mouth a lot. I'm very outspoken, and I post these things a lot. I spread the word. But still, you get the backlash of, it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, you're lying. Oh, where are you getting your news information? Oh, Alex Jones is crazy, this and that. It's just like, that's one part, aspect of handling all of this, is spreading the word and then dealing with the backlash and trying to protect my information, and just like stay true to my integrity
here's what happens, Alina, and I appreciate your call, and I'll briefly get into the psychology and then back to calls, but great points. The same thing happened in Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany. It's happened over and over again. The globalists are in control because they understand how people work. They understand psychology, human behavior. People have bought into so many lies, so much humiliation, so much oppression, so much tyranny, that we have the biggest population of prisoners in the world. We are rapidly becoming one of the most tyrannical nations in the world. By every university study that's out there, we're listed as number 6 in the world, worst police state. We have a government violating our rights, spying on us en masse, and people have decided this is okay because they don't want to be scared. They just want to say it's okay. They lie to themselves. And so now that it's getting more obscene, more bizarre, more 1984, more Kafka-esque, more absurdist, they have to buy into it by denying it. And then as it's proven to them, they'll say, oh, I guess that's okay. See, so this is how they operate. But just ignore them, move on. They're slaves. They want to be slaves. Sorry for them. They'll wake up later. Don't worry. Just plant the seeds. Josh in Georgia. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to let you know, this might sound a little odd, but just last night, I've never had a vision before, but I was watching the stars, and it just hit me all of a sudden that, and I voiced this to my girlfriend who was with me. I said, I just had a vision, and I feel like there's going to be a terrorist attack, and they're going to stage it on the conservatives. And it's going to be another Oklahoma City. And then I turned on your show today, and you were talking about it.
You didn't hear me talking about it yesterday, Josh?
No, sir.
Well, you know, scientific studies, literally thousands of them, have shown that they can have somebody in a room and somebody in another room a mile away watching them on CCTV camera, and almost everyone statistically can tell when someone's watching them even over the CCTV camera. As soon as they're not watching them, the camera's on, the TV's on, but somebody a mile away or sometimes even further away, you can tell when somebody's looking at you. And, you know, we've got 6 senses or 5 we know about, but there is something to that, and I appreciate your call. I really appreciate it, Josh. But let's go ahead and talk to Charlie in Hawaii. Charlie, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Charlie from Maui.
Hey, buddy.
First-time caller, long-time listener. I've got a few ideas on the naked body scanners. First of all, I think it's our demeanor, the people that listen to your show. When we go in there, we need to be proud. We need to stand proud, and we need to say, I respectfully opt out. And we need to say it so that, you know, everybody around us hears it. It's not them yelling, you know, we got an opt-out here. We have to be proud to opt out.
Well, more than that, and it is important to be calm but authoritative and say, I'm not going to go through that. The New York Times reports it can and will give you cancer. The U.S. government's own, and I've quoted the agencies, admits this is very dangerous. It's very bad for you officers to be standing around these all day. And then when they start trying to do the pat-down, say, look, I know, and everybody needs to know, that they are ordered to do these pat-downs to intimidate us. Atlantic Monthly, AP, and others report that they admit this is to intimidate us into going through the naked body scanner. And I would just want to add, it's admitted that they're storing these images for biometric scans. See, they're already biometric scanners. Now what they admit is they want to add the software to them, now with your name and your scan attached, to put it in a database and apply the biometric digital overlay. They already have the image. It's like a digital photo at the DMV or a thumbprint, and then they apply the software. So they're already body scanners, now admitted, Market Watch, that's Wall Street Journal division, now reports this, as I've been telling you for 2 years, naked body scanners to store biometrics. See, I happen to know that the companies involved originally sold these 12 years ago and failed, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, and then again 5 years ago they tried to push it. They've had different waves for high-end clothiers. You go into that Brooks Brothers, you go into that Prada store, those are two that looked at doing it, and you step into a scanner, and then I went and researched it. It's a biometric scanner. It's a 360 scan of your body. It's a naked body scanner. And then it supposedly gives you the ultimate tailoring. Then a factory with computers, with, you know, robot sewing systems, then makes your suit exactly tailored to you. So I already knew these were biometric, and now it's admitted. So what do you think of them apples?
Well, the second idea I have is maybe you guys could put print out a put out a sheet or something that we could pass out, like 3x5 size cards that we could cut out of an 8.5x11. It gives the passengers around us, you know, they might think of us as terrorists if we did that, but that explains to the other passengers
terrorists who communicate to the First Amendment. Yeah, I think it's fine once you get through the gate too to just hand out business cards that have like 10 facts on them and a website on the back and say, hey, this is what's going on. But the revolt is on. Beautiful idea. Anything else, Charlie?
Yeah, the third idea is I saw a YouTube video about a guy who called Disney and said he could not bring his family to the Walt Disney Resort.
Everybody should call.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines.
a great idea. Everybody should make YouTube videos of calling Disney World, Disneyland, calling other theme parks, Six Flags, hotels, and saying, I was coming. Listen, I would have definitely taken my wife and children to Florida like I went when I was a child to rent a little sailboat and take them out in the bays, to go fishing, to go snorkeling. Won't do it. And look, I told my wife, I said, honey, if you want to do it, we'll do it. She's like, no, I don't want them touching the kids. This goes back years ago. And now there's no way. And the globalists want that. But that's the people at the top. Lower down, people in industry and business and who are involved in tourism, they do not want it. And that's how we're going to beat this. But if the globalists are ever able to shut the economy down, then they won't have all these middle class groups lobbying for freedom. So how do you like tyranny, ladies and gentlemen? Ralph in Arizona, then Ricky, Fiat Dollars, Nate, Caesar, and others. Ralph, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great. We're having a big effect.
I know you are. I know you are.
Yeah, you are. Thinking. You are. You are, Ralph.
I know. Hey, Alex. I don't know how to convey this. I'm a little nervous, but I got my amateur radio license about 15 years ago. I was there at Ruby Ridge, Waco. We had communications all the way back to Rhode Island. We knew what they were doing then. I don't know how to convey it to you, but now they dropped the Morse code requirements to get your license. And you could have, and your listeners could have, with a little bit of testing, an amateur radio license, you could have a radio in your car. When you go home at night, say, at the end of the show, say, hey, I'll meet you on 14278. And you'll have 20,000 people around the world.
Now let me say this. In the last decade, the government hasn't moved away from shortwave. They've moved more to the ham radio systems as their emergency backup. And if they ever shut the web down or pull some crisis, it's going to be the shortwave radios, both amateur and then I'm also 100,000-watt WWCR, that are still going to be getting the info out. That's what they'll try to shut down last because they're on it. Great points, Ralph. Anything else?
Yeah, it's so easy to get your license now. The equipment is relatively cheap. It's small. It fits in your car with no problem. You get a tower in your backyard. You can run legally a kilowatt and a half. And I don't know how to put this, how important it is for the Patriot movement to get on, get their licenses and start meeting.
Get their license and start meeting, but also just start listening to shortwave. And we sell great shortwave radios at Infowars.com at the best price I've seen. Thank you so much, Ralph. Ricky in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I'm fired up. And I wanted to tell you I had an experience. First of all, I want to tell you I was in the Navy, been a veteran for 6 years. And I've been for the Navy for 6 years, and we were doing exercises off the coast of California and the Catalina Islands. So it's no surprise to me that the Navy has some kind of hand in all this fire missile tests. We were actually doing exercises about firing missiles off the coast of the Catalina Islands. And we had, I don't remember if we had submarines with us or not, but it's just kind of a coincidence that this story blew up so big, and I noticed the distinct coincidence to that. I also wanted to talk about the TSA incidences and the horror stories. Right after I got out of the Navy, which was in July of 06, another coincidence had happened. I went to the wrong gate, and the TSA had introduced me to a body scanner, and I had no idea.
Yeah, they first put them in 2002, but only at 6 airports.
My horror story. So they put me into the body scanner, first of all. They wound me down, and then they put me through the body scanner, and they say, okay, well, now we're going to pick you out and choose you to subject you for a body scan or for a back room check. And so here I am, a veteran in my uniform, Wyatt's a second-class petty officer, who has had the greatest experience in the world serving.
What they do? Take your pants down?
Hell yeah! Excuse my language. I'm sorry. Heck yeah, Alex. They're
now talking about Al Qaeda having bombs inside their body. The two different openings on a woman and the one on a man, and so they're getting ready for the. Hey, get your 5-year-old daughter in here. We got a pervert wants to have their way with them. Finish your story briefly on the other side, then Wayne Madsen. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth. That have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I've got all these different news articles like the one in the Daily Mail, the uninvited guest, Chinese sub pops up in middle of U.S. Navy exercise, leaving military chiefs red-faced. Remember that, November 2007? And we know that the Chinese military has been saber-rattling against the United States because the United States is run by the offshore bankers who sold all the fake derivatives and the fake mortgage stocks to them. I'm not saying the communist Chinese are good. The point is that they own over $1 trillion of T-bills. Their ministers have delisted the U.S. Bond rating. They've lowered it twice in the last year, once this week. All of this is happening. But I do respect Wayne Madsen, who, of course, worked in the Navy, worked for RCA, the National Security Agency, Naval Data Automation Command. Of course, he's written for some of the biggest national publications out there. And just so much of what he's covered here just turns out in hindsight later to come out. I mean, you know, he comes on first and says it's an Israeli company spying on citizens in Pennsylvania, and the director's going to have to step down. And then it came out 3 days later, mainstream news, that was true. I mean, it's just so many things. People are like, oh, Madsen's making that up. No, I don't think he is. And I know that when I watch C-SPAN and see national security hearings, or when I watch the press club on C-SPAN, I always see Madsen in the crowd, always there, you know, with all these sources, his ear to the ground. Now, we've had a lot of people ask us in the last 4 days what happened with this missile, or last 3 days. And I've said I don't know. I know that on record, there have been a lot of former Pentagon brass, including members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired. NASA people have come out and said, yeah, that's some type of sea-launched, either submarine or ship-launched, serious missile, perhaps even intercontinental ballistic, or at least medium range. And Wayne Madsen, of course, has the report, China-fired missile seen in Southern California. I'm going to get back to Ricky and others to tell their TSA stories coming up, but I want to go to Wayne Madsen right now dealing with this. We appreciate him coming on short notice of the WayneMadsenReport.com. So, Wayne, what's your intel on this from your government sources?
Okay. China's very aggressive recently in South China and Yellow Seas. We know about the incidents between the Japanese, the Chinese. The Japanese are keeping a very close eye on the Chinese Navy. The Chinese have an underground submarine base on the south coast of Hainan Island. People might recall Hainan Island from two previous incidents. In 2001, when the Navy spy plane was forced to land on Hainan Island.
Wayne, we're having cell phone problems with you. We're going to disconnect and call you back, okay?
Are you on
hands-free?
I'm not on a hands-free, no.
Okay, wait a minute. Your phone just came back. The first of what you said got cut off. I believe you said the Chinese Navy has been very aggressive lately. Your phone's now better. Recap what you just said.
Well, the Chinese Navy, people might recall two incidents off the Hainan Island, which is where an underground Chinese submarine base is located. These submarines leave underwater undetected and go back into their underground base undetected. They're not forced to surface. So we had in 2001 the Navy spy plane and had the altercation with the Chinese MiG. The U.S. Navy EP-3 Ares was forced to land on Hainan Island.
Obviously, in fact, going back 9 years, didn't they even ram it?
Well, they hit it with a MiG. And then just last year we had what's called a surface towed array surveillance system ship, U.S. Navy ship called the Impeccable, was harassed off of Hainan Island. This is a ship that detects submarines specifically in that area.
And by the way, I would add you were a Navy man first yourself.
Well, I worked in the sound surveillance system for over 7 years in both Atlantic and Pacific. I was a anti-submarine warfare officer and a certified integrated undersea surveillance.
So you didn't just work for the NSA. You worked in anti-submarine warfare for the Navy in some of the most secret areas. B, you now have these sources in Washington, so you're a very credible source to be able to speak on this. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, what we did with SOSUS, and I have to say, people will say we have the capability now to track submarines. Well, we curtailed that capability. We used to have a vast array of undersea acoustic hydrophones. We only have two bases left, one at Whidbey Island in Washington State and the other at Dam Neck, Virginia, and only five of these CIRTAS ships, one of which I mentioned was harassed by the Chinese Navy off Hainan Island last year. Five ships to cover the entire world. Okay?
So this is going back to the Cold War, but now our country doesn't have the submarines or the ships that they did. There was constant harassment and tag and subs shadowing carriers, our Navy SEALs going in from subs, cutting undersea cables. I mean, this has been a long-term Cold War, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I remember once when I was stationed at the SOSUS base in Coos Bay, Oregon, we actually had a Soviet Victor III nuclear submarine surface off the coast, 30 miles off the coast, about the same area where it's figured that this Chinese submarine may have launched this missile that actually headed northwest and probably impacted in China, just as a test and also a message to the United States. If you're going to play in our waters, in the Yellow Sea and South China Sea, guess what? We can do the same thing. I also understand that the National Security Agency may have intercepted telemetry from that Chinese missile. So they know, the Pentagon knows, the Chinese have no vested interest in having the public know. All that matters to them is that Obama knew right before he met President Hu in Seoul, and he's going to meet him again in Tokyo at the APEC conference. And that's the only people that need to know. They're happy with that situation. And I believe that, like with the incidents we had between Soviet and American submarines during the Cold War, Obama probably talked to the Chinese president and said, okay, you proved your point. Let's not exacerbate these tensions. Let's keep it quiet. And then it took a day and a half for the Pentagon to start trotting out these newly minted experts, including from the Discovery Channel, of all places. People that claim, it was an airplane, it was a U.S. Airways flight from Honolulu to Phoenix.
Well, Wayne, we've posted the videos in the last 3 days of former generals and experts in this saying it was a missile. So I guess those were people that they couldn't control.
Right, and so the editor of James Missile publication in London stated that it, as far as he was concerned, it looked like a submarine-launched ballistic missile. Now, when I was in the Navy, we had a lot of intelligence sources, but you know what we used as our major reference?
James is the global premier encyclopedia for all things weapons.
Absolutely. When there was a question asked, we would opt for James over even our own Navy intelligence. We figured James was right, and some of our intelligence may not have been correct. So with all that, and then, of course, now we have all these so-called experts coming out of the woodwork claiming, oh, no, it was a contrail from a commercial airplane. Well, anyone that looked at that knows that with the plume, very, very few contrails look like that. That was actually, you saw the vapor trail because that submarine was fired from underwater. So it was not on the surface. And we've seen, just take a look at some of the Polaris missile shots and look at the similarities. Now we're told, oh, well, there's similar contrails off of JFK in New York and off of Florida. Well, isn't Photoshop wonderful? Because if you look at those contrails, it looks like they took the contrail from off California and superimposed it on pictures from other
well,
locations.
I mean, I'm no missile expert, but I've watched a lot of Polaris submarine launched, and the plume is a lot bigger at the bottom, and then it goes up and then off at an angle, and that's what all the experts said at the time. Now, there is a lot of Navy missile testing in the past right off the coast, and a few weeks before, they did tell the FAA that they would be doing some drills. What's your intel in Washington telling you? I mean, are you getting other intel that this was the Chinese?
Right. What you're talking about is a notice to it's called a notice to airmen, a NOTAM. they release those periodically to say, look, it is known that the Navy or the Air Force is conducting, or NASA conducting missile tests in these areas off Wallops Island, off of Virginia, off Point Magoo, and California, in Southern California. That's just standard procedure. It's not saying that we're, because the Navy and Air Force said that it was not any of their missile tests. They came right out in the beginning and said that. The FAA said that was not a plane that had taken off from LAX or any other airport in the area. So it took, of course, it took the Pentagon, like I say, a day and a half. But I would note that I see a lot of skepticism now from some of the Pentagon correspondents for the major networks, like Jim Nikolicheski with NBC. I don't think he was buying it the other day when he reported that the Navy said, well, it was an airplane. But they really have no
Wayne, let's look at the geopolitical ramifications. You have the Chinese military in the last 3 months saying they're openly getting on a war footing and are very, quote, angry at the Pentagon. You have the head of the Chinese Central Bank coming out and downgrading U.S. Treasuries. You have the Chinese government saying it's horrible what they're doing, devaluing the dollar. You've got the Brazilian head of the finance minister, the German finance minister, the French finance minister. I mean, just it's countless. It's literally scores of articles every day, official press releases. Obama is being excoriated at the G20. Meanwhile, he's doing press conferences saying we're helping the world, everyone's happy, totally lying, just bald-faced in front of everyone. The Federal Reserve is accelerating this currency war. Herman Von Rompuy has announced at the G20, nation states are dead, EU chief says. The belief that countries can stand alone is a lie and an illusion. So these offshore banks have engineered this fiat system. They've used the U.S. as one of their main bases. And now globally, the U.S. is being blamed for the private IMF and World Bank and what the six big banks have done. I mean, we're really being scapegoated. And if you're right, as a lot of other military sources are saying, that this was some type of missile similar to North Korea routinely firing missiles over Japan publicly to menace them. This is an incredible escalation, and it's similar to Dick Cheney during the Olympics on 888 and George W. Bush launching the attack on South Ossetia and Abkhazia, now confirmed, saying that Russia had done it, and launching it while they're meeting with Putin. So I guess this is some, and we know that now happened, so it's like a threatening brinksmanship of, you want World War III, pal? I mean, is that what you're saying the Chinese have done?
Well, I think primarily China wanted to send a message to us. Look, you keep playing in the South China Sea, and Hillary was rattling some sabers about the islands that China claims down there, the Paracel and the Spratly Islands.
Yeah, they're fighting with the Japanese over that.
And up in the Yellow Sea, there's fighting over some islands there
with Russia.
I think primarily this is the Chinese military telling the Chinese government, look, you better take a stand here, because if the U.S. thinks it can play in our waters, we have to demonstrate to them that we can play in theirs.
And let me just back up what you're saying. The Russians, day two, rolled mobile nuke launchers into South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and the head of their Joint Chiefs of Staff went on television, pulled it up on YouTube, and said, we're preparing for nuclear war with NATO and the United States. They've launched this attack. And then suddenly all those C-130s landing with U.S. troops and mercenaries pulled out. And now we've got U.S. and other ships all around China doing these drills with Japan and South Korea. And so I guess China's saying, two can play at that game, because we know our government's been doing missile tests off the coast of China. So I guess this is just turnabout as fair play?
Oh, absolutely. And I think primarily this was a military response by the Chinese. But I think what you said about the economic situation, this was the perfect storm to make a demonstration like that. So I think there's a lot of things that played into this decision. So the Chinese dispatches Jin class nuclear ballistic missile nuclear submarine. They may have one or two of those. And frankly, we also know that the previous submarines that they had of the same type, ballistic missile submarines, were very noisy. But the Chinese, being such a high-tech power, they know how to quiet these down, just like the Soviets and the Russians were able to quiet their submarines.
Well, reportedly, though, Lane, and I mean, you were a submariner and somebody who worked on all this sonar and surveillance, but just from my research in Jane's and other places, the Chinese don't care. They'll run into channels with a bunch of traffic and routinely pop up right behind with their diesels. They just don't care.
Yeah, well, they had a diesel electric, as you mentioned, that popped up right in the middle of a U.S. Navy task group about the same time that this incident takes place. But it was the USS Kitty Hawk, and the whole purpose of those task forces, the other ships are supposed to protect the aircraft carrier. So obviously we have a problem with our anti-submarine warfare detection capabilities. And also, remember, Rumsfeld's pet project, the ballistic missile defense system, Star Wars II, they sunk billions into that. And this also shows, well, that money was wasted. So what the Pentagon is trying to do by covering this up is to protect a lot of heads from rolling. And, you know, one thing I know about the Navy, when they screw up, they're very good at one thing. They're very good at covering up. I don't think they were very good here because it took them a day and a half to start finding the newly minted experts.
What are the other Navy people saying you're talking to on Capitol Hill?
Well, some Navy sources are telling me absolutely it was a test firing of a Chinese submarine launched ballistic missile. The Japanese intelligence are onto that too. They've been keeping a close eye on what's happening in Hainan with the Chinese submarines. That's their conclusion, and I think we're going to see more people coming out. I think we're going to see leaks starting to filter out of the Pentagon very shortly.
Because there's people who want to fix this problem, not engage in a cover-up.
Absolutely, because, you know, you've got our Navy ships out there are vulnerable to these Chinese submarines, and obviously we have a problem in our detection capabilities.
Wayne, stay there. I want to come back in a short segment and find out what else is on your radar of political import.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
All I'll say this in closing on the submarine missile story, and Wayne's probably right. I certainly believe he believes what he's saying. All the evidence points towards it. This is a very bold move and shows them way out of their hemisphere, but they see it as their territory because they're on the Pacific. And it fits with the rest of China's military posturing. And remember, this is who owns most of our debt. Wayne Madsen, what else is on your radar at WayneMadsenReport.com?
Well, keeping the story in Asia, we know that President Obama postponed two trips to Indonesia where he spent some time when he was a young boy being raised by Lolo Sotoro, his stepfather, and Donna, his mom. Now we have this report that came out that his nanny, who raised him in Jakarta, was a nanny by day, but apparently a transvestite member of a dance troupe called the Fantastic Dolls at night. His boyfriend was a local butcher in Jakarta. I think we're going to hear more of this. I think, and this is the reason why Obama really didn't want to go to Jakarta, because the Indonesian press is pretty good at this. But this story was picked up by both the Washington Post and New York Times, and neither of which have really gotten into the Obama background at all, that of him and his family. I think we're now going to see the gloves off. We're going to see more exposés.
Yeah, they're getting ready to dump all of their sins on their puppet Obama and sink him. And we're now seeing former Federal Reserve Chief Greenspan and others talk about criminality in the banking system. We're now starting to see Glenn Beck claiming George Soros runs everything. He's behind the New World Order. They know they can't deny this anymore, so they're getting ready to flush a few of their puppets down the toilet.
Well, I think so. We know that after the election, there's some key Democrats that are out to basically say, they're saying, look, Obama, you can't run again. You hurt the party severely. A lot of big-time, long-serving Democrats went down the tubes. People like Rick Boucher from Virginia, Oberstar from Minnesota. We had Ike Skelton.
Yeah, they don't want Pelosi in there. So this is the message from the big liberal media. Hey, we'll talk about the freak shows, the trannies, the drugs. And it was all over the news this week that his name is Barry Sotaro. Suddenly, that's all over CNN. I mean, they're...
Right. And that he was enrolled in that school in Jakarta as a Muslim.
And that his mother didn't want him to pray, but he demanded it.
Right, right. So we're going to get more of this. The word I'm getting is that there's teams of people who might be working for those who want to try to get Obama dumped off the ticket in 2012. There's teams running around Indonesia, Kenya, and other places, Pakistan, and we're going to probably see a lot more exposés.
Is their name Hillary?
With Obama's background.
Is her name Hillary and Bill Clinton? Because we know she left town for the election.
Don't count them out. I understand that they're working overtime on collecting this data also. Yes. Absolutely.
So it's a lot of different people, not so much the neocons then that are, because he admits the cocaine, the heroin came out this week, and everything we've heard continues to get confirmed. The Barry Sotaro, the tranny, now I guess the Larry Sinclair. I mean, it's just all going to come out.
Oh, wait till the second Blagojevich trial in Chicago. We're going to hear a lot more about Obama and a guy named Tony Rezko.
So they're getting ready to flush their puppet.
Yeah, I think what we're going to see is Obama, like an LBJ, saying, the duties of office are so great. I will not serve, nor will I allow my name to be put in nomination for another term as your president, just like LBJ did in March of 68.
Wayne Madsen, briefly, what's your take on Glenn Beck coming out and saying the government may blow up a building?
Well, the war is won, Glenn. I'm happy you're finally seeing the light here on both that and on George Soros.
All right. Thank you so much, Wayne Madsen.
Okay.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.